Deputy President Paul Mashatile was answering questions from MPs on Thursday in relation to South Africans allegedly registering businesses for illegal foreigners.
We will have to assess as we go on. As government, it's good that people are opening up. The only worry we have is that there are those who are registering this puzzle shop for illegal foreigners. We need to cap that. We don't have a problem if someone wants to be a landlord and you want to hire your premises to others, but please don't register your shop so that it's operated by illegal foreigners. But we will, Honorable Baden-Ost, assess where we are so that if we are not able to complete this task, we see how we can review the days going forward. But I think it's important that everybody must know that within the 21 days, we want to have registered all this the shop. There are quite many, as you say. So we're giving ourselves here quite a challenging task to be able to find them where they are. Your point is taken that it may be a big challenge to reach everybody within 21 days. But the president has put this, and we are pushing for it and making sure that we achieve this task. The approach that we are taking is that we should register everybody. Obviously, we do want to see South Africans owning most of these businesses, these puzzle shops. I said earlier when I responded that we have realized a tendency where some of our South Africans were seen to trying to register, but not for themselves to operate. They are registering for illegal immigrants. It's an illegal activity that the authorities must tackle that. If somebody is in South Africa legally, there is no reason for us to stop them from operating a business. There are rules that are set that if you are a foreigner, you come to South Africa, want to operate a business, there's a threshold of funds that you must prove to the authorities that you have to be able to run a business. So they must comply. But we would be happy to see many South Africans operate these businesses. And as I said, if they choose to be landlords, then they must do it legally, and they must do it with people who are legal in the country, who have the right to be here. So yes, we will promote that South Africans should run and own these businesses. And as we register, we do hope that we will find many South Africans who are keen to be registered to run these spaza shops.
December 13 will be the last day to register businesses. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.